This is SR1. All
aboard! Stand and fight with Nick Schroer.
On a school night.
Welcome back. We're live, baby. We're here. Still cold. It's cold as tits in St. Louis, man. Like literally last week, and I think the entire studio froze down. So
it did.
I appreciate everybody sticking with us because, man, you missed a lot, and a lot happened this week. This is probably going to be, and don't spit it out, Eric. It's probably going to be the rawest episode, like Monday Night Raw. How did they get away with that? I mean, the Attitude Era. Before we get into that, Nick Schroer, Eric Michael, Phil Valencia, Stay in a Fight, SR1 Sundays, News Talk STL, and I'm pissed off. So get ready. Buckle up, Buttercup. But yeah, going back, I mean, South Park, Monday Night Raw, the DX era.
Like, Family Guy.
Like, my parents had to grow up with me wearing South Park shirts, yeah, doing the DX. Yeah, crotch suck chop.
It. Suck it!
Like, how did we not get our asses beat as, like, ornery 12-year-olds? And then now you've got, who was that, Mrs. Rachel? Or Caillou and
yeah, you can't.
Papa Pig! Hello, George!
Yeah, we're not doing the Coco Melon either.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Dude, Caillou needs to get spanked.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just in a bad mood. So let me tell you this. We had the man, I'll tell you, the snow, the ice, that gets me in a mood. I like seeing the snow, but going out in it, driving in this crap, going to the Capitol, going away from family, and then having to worry about, like, okay, are they okay? And then you go into a building where everybody, damn near everybody, at least in the Senate side, I'm the youngest Republican on the Senate side. There's a lot of young Republicans on the House side, but it's been a dumpster fire in politics for a very long time. You think DC is bad? It's a different kind of bad. It's corruption bad. It's just a complete dumpster fire in Missouri. We have a super majority Republican Party. That's like the creme de la creme. That's the Mike Tyson of states when it comes to, okay, you want your red meat stuff done? Go there. Why can't we get anything done? Well, we're going to dig into that this week. And I'm pissed off at everybody. You name a person, I'm pissed off at them. You name a side, I'm pissed off at them. Democrat, Republican, I don't give a damn. Because I didn't go down there to bend the knee, kiss the ring, serve a certain party, serve a king, serve a master. I am an advocate for the people of the 2nd District, which is in St. Charles County, and they're pissed off, and I'm pissed off. And I don't just go down there to fight and not get anything done. I'm not just going to go there and just start swinging and then come back next year and say, well, we still have to fight because we didn't get anything done. Case in point, we had this healthcare issue, and Phil and I were talking off air before Eric got in. And my Thursday consisted of, well, let me back up. Last week, get informed by the Department of Professional Registration that a bill that we passed, that we had been trying to pass well before my time, before I was even born, for 40-something years, Missourians have been trying to catch up with healthcare. They've tried to catch up by removing some of these archaic regulations. So you pass a law to get rid of a law. And in this case, 40-something years. I've been in politics since 2017. Was in the House 2017, passed a couple things related to healthcare reform, and it would always stifle in the Senate. So now I'm in the Senate. First year I'm there, file a big comprehensive reform, and it's getting rid of some of these archaic regulations. One in particular is a mileage restriction on APRNs, Advanced Practice Registered Nurses, nurse practitioners. I heard that.
Did you? Yeah, that was a good one.
This is a neck pop from Eric Michael.
Nice.
Feel better?
A little little bit. Okay. Still feel old, but yeah.
Yeah. So our wives are in healthcare. All of us have been touched by healthcare in one way, shape, or form.
Are there a lot of these in Missouri?
Nurse practitioners?
A lot of them. Is there a big number of them in Missouri?
But they're dwindling because they're leaving. Because all of the other states have actually caught up to modern day. We have telehealth. We have the ability to practice to the fullest extent of your education as they have been doing in other states. Every state around Missouri has actually got up to speed saying, okay, yeah, let's remove these impediments. And we know how you're being taught. We know that it's working in other states. So let's allow you to do everything you've been taught to do, trained to do, gone to different clinicals and specialists and basically internships. You have been trained to do this. We're going to let you do it. Not in Missouri. So we got a third of the bill done. And Phil, I'm just going to warn you, get the dump button ready.
Got it.
Get the volume. You're going to have to adjust my volume tonight.
Okay.
Because I'm hot. So we finally pass a third of my big compromise. What did go to the governor's desk, what Republicans, Democrats voted on in the House and the Senate by overwhelming majorities, despite the fact that you had lobbyists saying, we can't do this. We can't do this. We can't remove these mileage restrictions, even though they were removed during COVID. We removed a whole bunch of archaic regulations during COVID temporarily by executive order. The governor waived a whole bunch of things. Drinks to go was one of them. Allowing restaurants that are kind of shut down to package it in such a way where if you get pulled over, you know you've opened that damn thing. And guess what happened during that time? DWIs decreased in the state of Missouri because people were actually drinking at home and not drinking and then getting in their car and going back home. So we were able to solidify and make that permanent, but not things that would help our healthcare. And ultimately, who's gonna benefit if we're passing these things in healthcare? It's the constituents. So we passed this bill on getting rid of this mileage restriction for APRNs, nurse practitioners that are collaborating with doctors. Right now, well, before we passed this bill, it said that your doctor had to be a certain mile vicinity if you're collaborating with them, like 50 miles, 75 miles. So ultimately, and it doesn't make sense because now we have telehealth and the way that you can collaborate using your phone, using your computer, using technology, just like we did during COVID, and it worked. We pass it. Guess who's not implementing it? Bureaucrats. So you have a Board of Healing Arts. The Board of Healing Arts. Well, how many healing arts are there? There's a lot of them. I mean, you've got actual hearing arts. You've got the audiovisual stuff. You've got mental health. You name it. Physical therapists, nurse anesthetists, nurse practitioners. But guess who's on this board? And I love me some doctors, but it's all doctors. There's no other voices on this board. And historically, when you look back 20, 30, 40 years ago, this board has been one that has acted as a fourth branch of government. And when you look at our Constitution, there's nothing in there that allows this fourth branch of government to exist. It's clearly illustrated in the separation of powers, who makes the laws, who implements the laws, who can repeal the laws. And then if there's any confusion, who can say what these laws actually mean? So it pisses me off that we fight so long, so hard, we finally get something done, and an unelected branch of bureaucrats in the state of Missouri is giving us the middle finger. Found that out last week, that this board is refusing to implement it, despite the fact that legislators, lay people, the nursing board that has an attorney, the board of profession, or the division of professional registration that has had an attorney there for over 20-something years. We all knew what the intent behind the bill was. The black letter of the law, the language is clear. I think our youngest kids, Phil, your grandkid could understand this.
Yeah,
law.
Probably.
But this week, we had to have a hearing. None of the board members came. They sent their executive director who said, we're just confused by this language. It's clear. It is clear as moonshine, as some may say. Maybe I just made that up. Maybe I heard it somewhere, but I like it. Clear as moonshine. That sounds like a Missouri saying.
It does.
Mm-hmm. It's very Missouri.
So I started my Thursday. Well, I'll tell you the good news. Wednesday, we started by dealing with the bill. You're getting in a bar fight over there, Eric.
Maybe.
Dealing with a bill to change who's controlling the St. Louis City Police, so we can actually get them some protection. It pisses me off again. I'm telling you, you're going to get hot and heavy with me. Not in that way. Not in that way, Phil. Turn that music off. I know. he opened up his robe and everything. I don't know.
Man. Yeah,
now his head just kind of dropped down.
Don't tease me.
Stand and fight in another way.
Kind of a big deal.
So,
sponsored by Blue
Chew. Listening.
So wait, the police thing, this is going south too?
No. The police thing's moving. But when you hear the stories from the police, there are police that have testified they're not getting paid. They do their time. They don't have backup. They don't have the proper equipment to call into headquarters if they need help.
Okay. I remember this. So you're saying
and they're not getting
something's
paid.
Going down that's going to solve these problems. We heard about this months ago.
So yeah, that's my bill, 808. Send a bill, 808.
808.
So we present the bill. We hear the same BS from Tashara Jones' administration that everything's fine, even though the FBI and the Post-Dispatch have said, don't trust their numbers. We can't trust their numbers. Then I go in Thursday, yell at these bureaucrats. They don't show up. We're having another hearing next week, hauling their asses in to answer why they believe that they're more superior than our founders, than our legislators, and why they're, I mean, are they now identifying as something that they're not? Are they identifying as the fourth branch of government? We're going to find out this next week. And I gave an ultimatum. None of their gubernatorial appointments to that board in particular, there's two of them, none of them are going to pass. And I was so heated last week when I presented my case and said all the other ones can pass. All these other people can pass, except for those two. Because here's what's going on. I was so ticked off, Gandalf came over me, and I literally quoted Gandalf on the floor of the Senate. And I sat back down thinking, why did I say, thou shalt not pass? Not in that voice, but then Thursday comes. And I'm busy as can be, and I find out that this division within the Republican Party is deeper than I knew, than I thought it was. And I came over from the House knowing, okay, we need a true leader. We need somebody that's going to go over there, crack a whip, crack some skulls, and prioritize we the people first. And if it's got to be me, it's got to be me. Spent last year letting them ignite the you-know-what show once again. Because I knew the lobbyists, I knew the naysayers, and I knew the left-wing wackos would blame me. Played nice last year. I'm pissed off this year. The fight continues. I negotiated for 5.5 hours. We've only got a couple minutes left in this segment. So this next segment, I'm going to tell you all about how we got here. But I negotiated for 5.5 hours. After doing the people's work and trying to stop the overgrowth of government, trying to get the people back in the city of St. Louis the adequate law enforcement that they need to protect life, liberty, and property. And then now I see Republicans literally name calling each other that are older than me, that have grandkids, that have kids, that have had successful businesses, acting like petulant children. And when it comes time to negotiate, there's a lot of blame to go around. I've said this on the floor of the Senate. I've said this on social media. I've said it in interviews. We can blame everybody. The time for that crap is over. Start fresh, start anew. But when you still have people name calling, literally name calling, where you're supposed to be professionals, you should be prioritizing the people over yourself. The job's so much bigger than this crap. The people deserve better than this crap. And guess who's winning right now? The Democrats.
Yeah.
The Democrats are drinking cocktails on the side of the Senate floor, eating popcorn and smiling at this garbage.
Yeah.
So when I negotiate for 5.5 hours and say what you will about Bill Eigel,
yep,
he can stir the pot. But guess what he did? He conceded and said, you know what? All right, let's accept this deal. Go back to mend this bridge, to build this bridge and say, all right, let's move off of this filibuster. Let's do education choice next week. Let's defund Planned Parenthood next week. Let's get the job done. Let's send the police bill that we're talking about. Let's send that to the floor and then get to initiative petition reform. Leadership says no.
And made a video
saying let's work together. Well, how the hell are we going to work together when leadership continues to pour gasoline all over this embarrassment? We need true leadership. If it's them, stand the hell up. Grow up. Do better. If it's someone else, rise up. We got so much more. on this crazy train.
You got to talk about the media coverage, man, because I'm looking at I'm
you already, mean the softliners?
I'm already predicting the headline. Missouri legislator pretends to be a wizard on the Senate floor.
We'll be back in a little bit. Listen to our sponsors, buy their stuff, and don't go anywhere.
Stand and fight with Nick Schroll. Stand and fight with Nick Schroer.
Have you sprinkle when you tangle? Be a sweetie.
Wipe the seat.
Come on, man. What are we talking about? Come on, man. 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 How many push-ups you want to do? Oh, come on, man.
Why the hell would I take a test?
Welcome back to round two. Got some beautiful Lynyrd Skynyrd playing. And Phil, I'm going to have you let it play for a little bit. This is Things Going On by Lynyrd Skynyrd. One of my favorite songs. So let it roll for a little bit. So he's talking about how bad things are. But then he gets into this. I know every word. I can play this on the guitar. Not the piano. Somebody yeah, needs to learn how to play it on an 808.
Oh.
But then he's talking about how screwed up the government's using our money.
Too much money they spend upon the moon. Well, until they make it right, I hope they never sleep at night. They better make some changes and do it soon.
All right, that's why we're standing and fighting. Because the government back then, and that was what, 70s? The government back then, when you're concerned about a misuse of tax dollars, you know, look, have you ever been in the ghetto? Have you ever lived in a house and you can feel that cold wind blow? If you don't know what I mean, stand up and scream. There's things going on that you don't know. Talking to the government who's misusing our tax dollars. Too many lives are spinning across the ocean. Still happening. Much money they spent upon the moon.
Did they go, though?
NASA.
Money laundering.
Eric.
That's what that is.
Did they go?
Huh?
Did they go?
To the moon? No.
Okay.
They didn't.
I just want to... Okay.
I will die on that hill.
But not on the moon.
Yeah, I mean... Hey, get past the Van Allen radiation belt. NASA still,
I
still
get past
has
the Van
not figured
Halen.
Out how to get past that.
I
guess
past
what's
the
on
Van
the other
Halen
side of that?
The moon.
What is it then?
What is what? The moon?
The moon.
I don't know.
Tell
me
if
why
the
all the
made of cheese.
Yeah.
Would you eat it? I know I would. Wash it down with a tall cool Budweiser.
So let's get back to business. Because as Lynyrd Skynyrd was still pissed off about the government. Now you've got Oliver Anthony pissed off about the government. Things never friggin' change.
I think if you interviewed just about anybody, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Harry Carey.
Anybody on the street and ask them, how far does your dollar go? Hmm. Mine doesn't go very far anymore. You know, and you know, Jean-Pierre or whatever her name is.
She
said, oh, we're starting to feel like the positive impacts of Bidenomics. And well, you've been saying that same crap for the last 2-3 years now.
And Phil pod me up on my sound bites because I keep going, Eric, because yeah, I think I have that from her.
Good. Yeah. And I don't understand how people can hear just the same load of crap every day from that podium. And people still think that it's, you know, I'm waiting where. I would love to feel those Bidenomics working.
This is her trying to spin the BS like we've heard. We're going to go back to it like we've heard in the Missouri Senate. But this is
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Clear Americans are starting to feel President Biden's strong economy. Wages have risen faster than inflation for 10 months in a row.
Okay. All of us in this room, do you or anyone you know agree with that statement?
No. She's full of crap.
Okay.
Yeah, she's lying.
Absolutely. You know how I know that she's lying?
Because her lips are moving.
That's exactly
her lips are moving. Cream Jean-Pierre.
Yeah, she's opening up.
The unemployment rate has remained below 4% for the longest stretch in 50 years. Inflation has fallen.
Is that true?
No. No.
All right, hold on. Okay.
Let's keep
going. Let's keep going.
By about 2/3.
Okay. Okay. Mm. When did it start? And this is not bashing deaf people at all. But when did it start that not only, because there's a linguist, a sign language person on this video, but now you see them at concerts, you see them at rap concerts, and I'm not going to go down this, but like WAP, there was a video out there of WAP with the lady doing, okay, just let's go back to green.
We have more work to do, obviously. It's clear Americans are starting to feel President Biden's strong economy, wages.
No.
No. Absolutely.
Fake
not.
News.
I mean, how many times can you spin it? Because there's other clips like this one where clearly the Biden administration is getting slapped in the face with facts, but they continue to feed us garbage.
It's the White House applying White House math to a bill that never had any appropriations. And moreover, the members in Congress who put this together vowed that it wouldn't affect these things. So the reason I ask is because it's just to voters. Don't you think they know the difference between, you know, what is a truthful statement and what is spin? And is it insulting to them at all to keep saying it when it's just not true?
One thing that the president does not do is insult voters or American people.
Hold on, hold on! Did you hear what she said?
Insult voters.
No, we got to go back even further, even further.
At all to keep saying it when it's just not true?
One thing that the president does not do is insult voters.
Okay, I'm stopping you there.
Oh, that's BS.
If you don't
how about
for
a push-up? Hey, what about that push-up contest? You remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there. He's one of the people that
instead
he's
trying. Of Pat, he said, hey, fat.
Yeah. I mean, get out of here. Hey, I don't represent you. All the people that were standing up asking about his ridiculous gun laws that he was trying to pass.
Oh, yeah.
How he all says, of his
the union
fracking
worker.
So, we're not going to. And then immediately, it just depended on what stage he was standing on and the people he was standing in front of. When he would go, he would flip-flop back and forth. Talking about the fossil fuels. No, yeah. We're not going to. Yes, we are. No, we're not. Yes, we are. I mean, talking out of both sides of his mouth.
You know who else does that?
Anybody from the Democratic Party right now.
Which is also Nikki Haley.
Governor DeSantis is hitting you for claiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low.
I have never once said that. But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that. We need to do it according to life expectancy.
I never said government should go and require anyone's
name. That's false. A huge issue that I'll deal with as soon as I get there is social media. They need to verify every single person on their outlet, and I want it by name.
What I have always said is boys go into a boys' bathroom, girls go into a girls' bathroom, but hold on one second.
When I was governor, they wanted to bring in a bathroom bill, a transgender bathroom bill, and I strong-armed and said, we are not going to have that in South Carolina.
She said the law shouldn't get involved in that, and I just ask you, if you're somebody that's going to be the president of the United States and you can't stand up against child abuse, how are you going to be able to stand up for anything? That is the truth.
I never said that.
We have it on video.
Yeah, they do have it on video. She is a proven liar.
Yep.
She is a basically Democrat.
Yeah.
And I've recommended to people, look, stop beating up on DeSantis. Vote for Trump if you want to, because I'm going to vote for Trump. I've endorsed Trump. I'm on the Trump train. And do I agree with him on everything? No. But I think he's the only person that's going to go down there and light a fire to actually implement the changes that we need. If we have somebody that goes up there and does the work that we need to restore the power back to the states, then it doesn't matter if you have a perfect president. You just need somebody to restore peace through strength. Biden hasn't done it.
No.
Nikki Haley's not going to do it. Nikki Haley's going to start sending missiles off to all these nations to get us back in war.
Yeah, do you know why she's going to do that?
Because she's getting rich.
Yeah, she's the board of like Boeing or Raytheon or something. She's a war hawk. That's all she is. Every single one of those issues that they brought up, you can, I mean, obviously we just heard them. She's talking out of both sides of her mouth. She's saying one thing, saying the other, just depending on who she's standing in front of.
That's what Democrats do, and that's what people have been doing in the Missouri Senate. We're not going to go there quite yet because I've got one more clip from the great Crane.
Why are you repeating this false claim that Republicans voted to reduce the number of Border Patrol agents, even though the Washington Post gave the administration three Pinocchios for that?
So we don't believe it's a false claim. Our statements were very direct here. Last year, House GOP voted voted, and now
who the hell's phone keeps going off in the press gallery?
I think that's the BS alarm. It's got to be the BS alarm.
It's like a radon detector.
You're like, oh,
BS
well, nope, sorry.
I'm not even going to let the rest of it play because it is all BS, and it'd be a waste of time. But it has been a waste of time because going into the Senate, taking time away from my family, taking time away from actually making a hell of a lot more money when you're looking at the different places you could go as an attorney with experience in the House, in the Senate, it's disheartening to see grown men and women acting like petulant children. And that's not even the worst of it. The worst of it is anyone that tries to stand up and drain the swamp or go against the grain or try to solve these problems, they're labeled as a problem. I was labeled as a problem after negotiating for 5.5 hours. We walked into a filibuster because there was zero communication on a huge priority of initiative petition reform. Initiative petition reform is allowing these out-of-state billionaires, which they have done, Clean Missouri, Medicaid expansion, so many other things that these out-of-state liberal, left-wing, regressive Democrats are using their money from New York, California, all these other places to change our state constitution. And they're doing it with our very loose initiative petition process. So for years, we've been trying to pass it. It gets very close. We had one version from the House come over to the Senate. That version got amended. It goes back over to the House last year and dies. So basically everyone in the Republican Party from the grassroots level, not the elected official level, has said this is a priority of ours. The Freedom Caucus has said it's a priority of ours. It's one of the issues that led to the formation of the Freedom Caucus. As we're sick and damn tired of kicking the can on all these issues, and guess what's going to happen now? You literally have in one day Planned Parenthood and out-of-state millionaires pouring in millions to put murder back into our Constitution, or back onto the ballot to get into our Constitution. And guess what? It's because of the Republican infighting and the BS that keeps happening why we can't get the damn job done. So no communication as to whether these bills are going to get referred. They're filed, but you need leadership to refer them to committees. So the Freedom Caucus took it upon themselves to say, if they're not going to get referred, we can bring it to a committee of the whole. It's in our rule book. It's 100% within the rules to do this. A motion was made to bring it before a committee of the whole, which means a committee like the other committees, but just this one has all of the members of the Senate. You would still have witnesses coming in. You would still have the opportunity to send that to the leadership to say, put it on the calendar for a later date to discuss, and then we can amend it further. Well, the arguments ensue. And this is on Thursday. The name calling ensues. And it is an entire S show. I can't say that. I know there's some words I can say, but that's not one of them.
What kind of names do you call each other? Like poopoo head? And
basically, I think it's something similar to what my kids, your grandkids, like those asinine names, which look, these are smart people. These are successful people. Like, look into your thesaurus. Find other ways, to illustrate your feelers and get over your damn selves. God, like seriously, it pisses me off when I walk into a room and you have people that are my parents' age, my grandparents' age, acting like toddlers. So ultimately, I end up standing up saying, we've got the people's work to do. Let's take a vote on this damn thing. I highly doubt, because you've got leadership saying this is about power. This is within the rules. I'm going to vote on it because I want to hear the damn thing. I'm not going to kick and scream when this thing goes down in flames. I'm going to ask you kindly to get it to a damn committee so we can bring it to the floor. But instead of doing that, they start demeaning me because I voted for something. I use my voice. I use my First Amendment rights to actually stand up for my people. And then when a filibuster ensued, and I'm sitting here saying, okay, guys, let's figure this out. Went into the rooms, which no one else was doing. went into these rooms to bridge that gap and say, put your emotions aside. Well, I hate this person. I hate that person. I don't give a damn who you hate. I've been mother effed every which way under the sun by Republicans and Democrats for about 8 years. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how that ended. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why I got even more pissed off and why that flamethrower that I had might be going to the Senate in these next couple weeks. Because if we don't take a stand and expose the BS and the corruption, which is it's wasting everybody's time. It's wasting everybody's time. We got things going on that you don't know back here in the 2nd District and around Missouri. And we got to kick some ass. We're going to do that. We're going to stand. We're going to fight. And we're going to do it in the next couple minutes. Stick with us.
Stand and fight with Nick Schwartz.
Too much money they spend upon the moon. Well, until they make it right, I hope they never sleep at night. They better make some changes and do it soon.
Sundays.
Hey everybody, it's Rob Carter. Are you ready to take that boring bathroom and transform it into something special? Something just a little more luxurious? Let me tell you about St. Louis Bath and Renovation. Respected and trusted throughout the St. Louis community for detailed craftsmanship and impeccable service. For the best grout-free and maintenance-free bathroom renovations available, stop waiting and call St. Louis Bath and Renovation, tailored to fit your style. 314-477-6476 or go to stlbr.com.
SR1 Sundays.
On a school night.
Stand and fight with Nick Schroer.
When I check in the 1410, I know what room I'm really in tonight.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Stand and Fight, where, I mean, sometimes you just got to throw some haymakers.
Who's the song we're listening to?
This is Shooter Jennings. Right. This was when he went to kind of went away from his country outlaw roots. This is Waylon Jennings' son, which Waylon Jennings, we can go back to. We can keep that in mind. We can go back to the Senate debate. I'm stringing it all together. But this is Waylon's son, Shooter Jennings. Met the dude a number of times. Incredible musician. He's produced a ton of record-winning albums from other artists. But this is when he went with a different route of music, Hierophant, which I think there was some sort of fight behind it because it used to be on that album, Blue Ribbon or Black Ribbons or Blue Ribbons, I forget which one it is. They would show on YouTube and Spotify, they would show Hierophant instead of Shooter Jennings, but now you can't find that. And when you look up that name, it's a totally different group. So I don't know if there was some sort of legal battle, but
that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so Shooter Jennings, incredible musician. Waylon Jennings was mentioned on the floor because finally, when I got so pissed off.
And Gandalf. So we're getting. Okay.
We did Gandalf last week.
Oh, last week was Gandalf. This week was.
Last week was Gandalf. This week was Waylon.
All right.
And one of the things that annoys me and just nails on a chalkboard is when you're filibustering, and that's basically just talking and talking and talking and stopping everything.
That's running out the clock.
It's basically just putting everything to a halt. When you're not talking about something of substantive nature or how to get past what we're doing, like, hey, I'm talking right now because there's a refusal to move the initiative petition process bills. I'm refusing to stand down because of this issue. And guess what? People behind the scenes are working on getting this done. When people come out and read books or, you know, talk about...
You keep saying that. What do you mean, read books?
Well, Republicans and Democrats for like the past 10, 15 years, that's how they'll filibuster. They do it in D.C.
Are you talking about standing up in front of everyone and reading a
book? And reading a book. We've had people reading the Bible. There have been people that have read instruction manuals on different airplanes and fighter jets and stuff. There are people that will read Huck Finn, historic books, graphic books sometimes people have read. There was one lady that, former senator, I think she was reading a book on menstruation at some point. Before my time. I mean, yeah, okay. I was in the House at that time.
Are you obliged to sit there and listen?
I mean, you don't have to.
No, right, right.
And typically in those filibusters, people just leave.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm trying to change just everything in politics. I don't know why, because I necessarily wasn't even interested in getting into politics.
Well, you see all the useless time that's being wasted, the misappropriation of funds where our tax dollars not being used to do what we need them to do. You're going there, you're trying to represent your people in your district, and you have a bunch of cowards that are too afraid to just stand up. You talk about the supermajority, and yet the Democrats are just sitting there laughing.
They are.
Because there's nothing being done.
One Republican, and I'll tell you this right now, and I'm not to the point yet where I'm going to name names.
Please, because I still just let it.
I still think that we can mend some of these fences.
If you won't, I will.
No,
just write it down. I will.
We're almost there, because when I get told after negotiating for 5.5 hours, hey, how can we stop this so we can get the biggest school choice bill on the floor Monday, where we can defund Planned Parenthood on Wednesday, we can pass these police bills to get them to the floor, we can get these initiative petition bills moving, we can get the Republican red meat stuff that the majority of Missourians have been asking for. Tax cuts, protecting our Second Amendment rights. Like, we still have a big push to have red flag laws, which anybody complains about you, your ex complains about you, your neighbor who's mad about your dog barking and I can complain about you, and the police can come in and take your guns away. That's what's happening in states that have these red flag laws. There's zero due process. They're unconstitutional, but they're happening because you've got these whacked out regressive Democrats. So, rather than dealing with that stuff, you have people, there's one Republican that said, well, we don't need to deal with the Freedom Caucus because we have more numbers with them now when we team up with the Democrats.
Okay, well.
Nope.
Yeah.
Lost me.
Okay.
No.
That's where you lost me too.
Right. Yeah. No, thank
when
you.
When I'm negotiating with these individuals, when I hear the filibuster going on, and I'm asking individuals, Jamie Murphy, my chief, I asked him after I got off of We had finished what I thought was going to be the work for the day. I had a pre-scheduled Zoom meeting, had to jump to the office, do the Zoom meeting, jump off of it, and the filibuster is going on. I said, okay, how long is this going to go on? Is anybody negotiating? Well, let's go find out. No negotiating was happening. No negotiation whatsoever was happening. No communication. This goes back to the lack of communication, like I was saying. So historically, in the House, even though you might say this speaker was bad, this speaker was great, and Tim Jones can even tell you, historically in the House, you have these caucuses, and you'll get together sometimes numerous times each week, and you'll get together with your Republican caucus, the Democrats do it with theirs, and you'll basically lay out, hey, here's what we're doing this week. Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any recommendations? Anybody got any issues with the path that we're going forward with this week? Okay, well, iron everything out there, and if you want to fight, that's where you do it. That's the practice field. So when you go out onto the House floor, the Senate floor, you go out in public, you're cordial, you're professional, and you don't look like an embarrassment to the people of this state. So, Senate, we do have caucuses, but like five people show up. They had me, and you're going to laugh, they had me do the prayer the other day. So I was one of the only ones that showed up. And out of nowhere, a certain chapter of the Bible came to mind, and I'm not the guy to quote the Bible. I suck at even quoting lines unless they're from Anchorman or other Will Ferrell movies. So basically it's, let's forget about all this crap. It's a new day. Live in that moment and move forward. And that's been my message numerous times to this caucus. But these grown-ass people, we can't spank them. Maybe we need to legalize dueling again.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. I'm there for that, man.
Like, yes. Look, if you guys got endorsed problems, get out. Mm-hmm. Go to the front lawn. Mm-hmm. Take your heat out there.
But first, gotta pull the glove.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gotta do that.
Yeah. I duel you.
I say so.
But What kind of glove are you talking about?
The little white glove.
The little white one.
Well, I challenge you to a duel.
What are you, like pulling a knight's like gauntlet off or something, man? You knock him out.
I don't know, maybe something that has a bunch of like rhinestones or something. Give it a little weight.
What the hell? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
not only the humiliation, but then moonwalk on him.
Moonwalk down the hall. You write the bill in such a way where it says, okay, in order for the duel to occur, you have to moonwalk down the middle of the Senate floor aisle, grab out one glove from your back left pocket.
That's right.
Grab your balls on the other hand.
And with a tie.
Yeah, you should just be able to walk out on the floor and just be like, hey, guys, this is what we're doing today.
Oh, well, that'd be nice.
Sitting there behind closed doors and go, this is what we should do, and what do the people want?
Here's one of the things that is happening behind closed doors. You have those discussions. But if Cori Bush, let's say Eric Michael is in the Missouri Senate, Cori Bush is in the Missouri Senate, and Cori Bush has a bill that says, we're getting rid of personal property taxes. How would you vote on that?
Yes.
Would you co-sponsor that bill?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though Cori Bush is...
I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Is it going to benefit the people in the state? Is that what the people of the state want? Phil? I don't care what letters next to the name.
What's Cori Bush up to, by the way? How's she doing?
Oh, I've got a clip of her. I don't know if we'll get to it, but
I thought of her in a minute. She said her name. I was like,
She's calling Republicans racist.
Didn't she say something recently that we were all like, oh my God, she's making sense? Or like, she's
maybe that was John Fetterman. He's been making
No, that's right. That was Fetterman. Yeah, but I thought Cori Bush weighed in on something.
Well, Cori Bush stood in the way of some atrocious spending bill in Congress.
That was it.
And she voted with Eric Carlson. Republicans. Because she had some of her BS arguments, but then she got to the point of, you know, kind of like things going on from Leonard Skinner. We've got things in my district. We've got the radioactive waste that's seeping into the soil, getting into the streams, impacting people's health. I've got a study here that talks about, I've got to open up my computer. There's a study here talking about how cancer is at an all-time high. Cancer cases expected to hit record highs in 2024. The American Cancer Society has projected that the new cancer cases will exceed 2 friggin' million, which would represent a record high. Despite the fact that the risk of dying from cancer has decreased, according to this article, incidence rates are on the rise for some of the most common forms of cancer, including breast, prostate, endometrial, pancreatic, kidney. The microphone was in the way, so
yeah.
Don't think that I'm dumb. Mm-hmm. Kidney and melanoma. I know you mentioned the testicles earlier. I don't see it on the list, Phil. Prostate cancer in particular is increasing at a rate of 3% per year due to the diagnosis of advanced stage disease. And on that point, I've had a meeting with 3 different lobbyists on a bill that I have on food labeling, drink labeling, ingredients on things that you're putting into your damn body. And we worked through it. They said, oh, what are you trying to get to this bill? We're worried about, you know, disclosing all of this information on a tiny little label. I said, hey, all of these things that we have, do a QR code. Do a QR code because every person that I see in the stores is already using their apps to see if this is a healthy option, what the calories are. And now a lot of these items have a QR code. Mm. And what cost is that going to be? Put it on there. And if you have states like California, where they've got some whacked out things, they've got some good requirements too. But you can change all that without changing the label. If the QR code is accessing, and just think outside of the box. These are the things that our people, I've actually had constituents asking me about natural flavors. What the hell is a natural flavor? What is a bioengineered ingredient? Yep. You look into the FDA, which allows that crap. It allows that back doorway of just using one term to describe 50 ingredients, some chemicals. Maybe that's why these cancer causes are increasing. Maybe everything's in plastic. Maybe that's another reason. Maybe we have all of these supercell sites across the United States that the government said, oh, don't worry about that. That's fine. We put some rocks over it. And it's seeping into everywhere. I mean, it pisses me off what our government's been doing.
So you got that through because Democrats work with you. You guys.
Oh, we didn't get it through yet.
But I mean, you see a bipartisanship on this
100%.
Bill. It's one thing to say, like you're trying to say, I think, which is, yeah, if there's a reasonable piece of legislation that comes from the other side.
Put the people first.
You're right. You put the people first. But it's a totally different thing to say the Freedom Caucus is now a little gang. And since their numbers
aren't as big as working with the Dems would be, I'll fish over there.
That's what people are saying.
That's not cool.
Legitimately, people are saying because I hate one person or two people, because you guys. I also had another Republican saying, "Well, you guys split away from the Republican caucus."
See, that's what I was afraid.
I said, "What are you talking about? Yep. Wait a second. In the Democrat caucus, you've got a black caucus. You've got a rural caucus. You've got a suburban caucus. You've got all these different types of. There's one caucus that says Lincoln caucus. I don't even know what half these damn caucuses mean, but nobody gets the damn heat. You only get the heat when you form a caucus that says, let's actually do these big ticket items. Yep. Let's pull up our big boy pants, put all the pity party BS aside, and actually start doing the people's work. Oh, we can't do that. we're having fun drinking in the back room. We're having fun rubbing shoulders with all these people. No. Do the damn job that the people said you should be great at doing, or get the hell out. And I don't care. I've had people label me because I went on the floor and started talking in the middle of a filibuster. You're part of the problem. You know what I was talking about? Fixing the damn problem. And we're going to get more into that and lighting a fire up the woo-ha's of these here next session.
Stand and fight.
All of a sudden the door blows open, wind starts howling, knocking candles out, and she arrives.
SR1 Sundays.
Stay where you are. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Schroer from Stand and Fight, and I'll tell you, as much driving as I do, there's a bunch of work that I've needed to do on my truck from Jefferson City and beyond Senate District 2. I'm always in my car, and when I need to get body work done, when I need car repairs done, I go to Complete Auto Body and Repair. CompleteAB.com is where you're gonna go. CompleteAB.com. If you have any issues with your car, 6 locations servicing the entire St. Louis and St. Charles County areas. The mission of Complete Auto Body and Repair is to get you going when your car says no way. So visit them at CompleteAB.com. Complete Auto Body and Repair is the place to be when your car is in need.
Hey everybody, it's Rob Carter. Are you ready to take that boring bathroom and transform it into something special? Something just a little more luxurious? Let me tell you about St. Louis Bath and Renovation. Respected and trusted throughout the St. Louis community for detailed craftsmanship and impeccable service. For the best drought-free and maintenance-free bathroom renovations available, stop waiting and call St. Louis Bath and Renovation, tailored to fit your style. 314-477-6476 or go to stlbr.com.
Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer.
Welcome back to Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer, Phil Valencia, Eric Michael, SR1 Sundays. And you guys are kind of like, you're like the conservative cancer of radio right now, SR1 Sundays, because you guys are spreading out like crazy.
That's right, man.
I'm not going to spill the beans, but there's some good stuff happening with SR1 Sundays, growing, powerful, a good cancer. Is there a good cancer? There's not. What is a...
There is now.
We just got one. So in the last round, it was either the second or third round, we had somebody hooting and hollering, or it was one of us, reminded me. Now, it's going to – there's two of them. I mean, we just had the Iowa caucus. We've got New Hampshire coming up. And this is what happened several years ago, like right when I was paying attention to politics. Funniest damn thing that killed this guy's career.
Going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin. We're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Have you ever heard Dave Chappelle do it, though?
No.
Stand by.
Okay.
You know something? We're not just going to go to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin. We are going to go to New York. We're going to go to Vermont.
We're going to go to Oregon. We're going to go to Pittsburgh and Pennsylvania. We're going to Cancun for spring break. We're going to go to Montreal. We're going to Vancouver. I'm going all over the world. And then I'm coming all the way to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
I never heard that.
I mean, I love funny politics.
Yeah.
And I miss Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Donald, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, I knew in my heart of hearts Iowa was going to happen. I mean, the results of Iowa, when you've got people saying Vivek's going to win.
No.
Eh. When you had Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis. Like, I like Ron DeSantis. And somebody posted online, I think it was Captain Deplorable, who does the best Donald Trump impersonation. He goes, look, Nikki Haley's the enemy of the Republican primary, not Ron DeSantis.
Right.
So that got me thinking. Now you've got these people coalescing around, you know, who the target is. The media wants us to believe that Nikki Haley's going to be the pick for VP, which I say is BS. We've already seen from Trump Jr., Don Jr. had already said, no, that's not going to be the case. But the guy who's got probably the best voice in radio, who is very close to Donald Trump, Sebastian Gorka. Are you in pain? The source of the pain. This is what he had to say about the pick. And listen very closely.
I just want everybody to know, he's chosen his vice president. It isn't...
Do you know who it is?
Yes, I do. It's not Vivek.
I do too.
It's nobody that anybody's discussing. It is a superb choice.
So I'm going to stop it there. He says it's no one that anyone is discussing. So who are people discussing? They're discussing Nikki Haley.
Yeah, Carlson.
He says it's not Vivek.
Yeah.
Some people are discussing Carlson.
Yeah, I don't think it's him. Ben Carson, I know he'd been floated out there a little bit, which, I mean, I wouldn't hate that so much.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Here's more from the Bean Man.
Nothing to do with identity politics. He's a patriot. He's a good guy. And also, he would be the first vice president.
He's a good guy.
Who would really...
What'd you say?
Huh? He said he's a patriot. He is a good guy.
Not she.
Hmm.
He.
Yeah.
And in this clip, he's got Chris Stegall, a host of the Chris Stegall Show. And finally, later on, Chris asks him, he goes, did you say he? He goes, yeah, I kind of slipped. I'm sorry. And Chris is like, well, can I ask you on the break? So they don't disclose who it is, but they say it's someone that nobody is discussing. And not a lot of people are discussing Tucker, but there are some. We did on this show. I think that would be phenomenal because you do have your own platform.
I haven't heard the name, but I think it would be a phenomenal pick. If
Harry Caray!
Dana White.
Ooh.
That would be a very interesting choice. For VP.
So, Phil, it's somebody no one's discussing. It's a man, or at least identifies as a man, not a Zimzer, which I referred to Zimzers on the floor this past week. But who do you think? I mean, give me three people that could be. No one's discussing. It's a patriot. They're a badass, and it's a dude.
We're sure it's not DeSantis, right?
Well, people have been discussing DeSantis. People have been discussing DeSantis for a very long time. But they're not anymore because they think that that's too conflicted. Okay. And we did discuss this about, look, they live in the same state.
Yeah, there's a rule.
It's not a prohibition on it. It's only if it goes to the Electoral College. Remember correctly when Bush and Cheney were both from Texas. Well, before the election, he tried to change course and move to like Wyoming or something. But it never got to that point where it had to be challenged because you can't have the same electorals from the same state. We can dive deep into that. It's not a strict prohibition. They could do it if he walks away with the vote. Great. But who could it be?
I hope it's Kristi Noem, but he didn't say. I was hoping.
Yeah,
I know it's not. That's the problem that kind of bummed me out when he said that. But I mean, we're not sure Sebastian knows what he's talking about. I know.
Exactly.
Relief factor.
The source.
But
of
you know, he's a smart dude. But remember when he stood that guy when he was going to jump that guy in the Rose Garden? That one reporter.
What?
Remember that? They got that's when, he kind of like was almost near the end of his.
Well, that dude's a big dude.
He's a big dude. When someone in the Rose Garden, somebody made him mad, and he stepped, you know, he stepped around the podium and started walking out into the.
I am the source of the pain.
It's pretty cool.
Well, again, I'm still running hot, thinking about having to go back there to the Capitol this next week, and it's depressing. And like you guys said, hey, if it's up to you, you don't give a damn if it's your enemy who's bringing forth these items that the people want. You're going to put your emotions aside. And you're going to hear people, politicians, oh, it's easier said than done. If you've had somebody run against you and contribute to your opponent, yeah, I do. There's a senator currently who knocked doors to make sure that I lost. There is a senator who tried to kill one of my big bills last year. Same person. Did I let that stop me? Do I let that overcome the need for representing my people? No. I don't give a damn. I won. I'm here, and I'm passing that bill. I got a third of that bill done. How hard is it? And I've asked many people, how hard is it to go down there and say, look, I don't have to work with that person, but if they've got a good bill, I'm going to help them. Maybe we can bridge that gap. I've had people that have said horrific things, lies, made my life crazy for over a year. And I still try to help them on things when it makes sense. That's the statesmanship that we used to have. You go to the damn mat for your issues, but you still are professional. The statesmanship now that leadership, and you hear it in D.C., you see it in Missouri, you see it in other states, what they try to tell you that leadership is being nice, go along to get along, go have tea together, go have crumpets. But then when you ask them to do the same damn thing with the people that they hate, they say, hell no.
Right.
So when you have leadership that's saying, well, we're not going to communicate the plan, and this is where I was getting to earlier, we're not going to communicate the plan at the caucus of what we're going to do this week. And this entire crap that we just saw this past week could have been solved by leadership saying, and allegedly they told one member, don't know why that member didn't stand up and say, well, wait a second, here is the plan. But they didn't tell everybody. Just communicate. Just communicate. If you're in a business, if you're at a job site and your boss comes out and says, all right, have a good day, you're going to call them and be like, what the hell? What do you want me to do? Yeah, I'm working for you. Like, what's the plan here? Why? Where's the disconnect in politics? And my job has been, over the past year, trying to figure out a way we can get people to just grow the heck up. I almost said something. I'm right there with you.
You have the button
honestly,
ready.
It's like, what is it going to take?
Yeah, but you bring up a good point. When I'm on a job site, I mean, there have been so many times where the people that I'm working for or the people I'm working with, I don't like them. But at the same time,
you probably got your coworkers listening right now. Like, is it me?
It's you, you son of a. No,
gosh damn it, Paul! You farted.
But I'm looking at the blueprint and saying, this is the work that needs to be done. This is the framework. This is what we're all striving. The goals that we're trying to achieve. I don't care if we don't like each other.
You do your damn job.
We do our damn job. I don't know how many jobs that I've had where I haven't liked the people in charge. But like you said, you put your big boy pants on, you grow up, you just do the job because there are things that are bigger than your ego.
Well, if you don't do the job, what happens?
Well, if you don't do your job, then you get replaced by somebody else that will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like, we talk a lot off air where you get so angry because you have a family at home that you're leaving.
That's right.
To do your job. But the job that you're leaving your family behind to do, you're being stopped at every turn.
Mm-hmm.
For what? Because somebody wants to be an ass and just, I don't like that guy or I don't like that girl, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw a stick in the path and I'm going to trip him up just because I don't like him.
Well, let me tell you this, like 5.5 hours. I keep saying 5.5 hours because that sticks in my damn mind that it took that long to talk to Republicans. This wasn't like I was trying to negotiate with the Democrats on a bill that they disagree with. And I said this on the Senate floor. There was a time when I was cleaning church at Sacred Heart in North County in Florissant, Missouri, as a young man, young kid. and I would see the people that were there. They cleaned the church. They did their damn job. And then when they came time for the nuns to just say, hey, you know, let us get some coffee and make some lunch for you, I would sit there with my grandparents. And it was only the men, for some reason, that would go into the rectory and have lunch around this long table. And we would talk about certain things. My grandpa at the time was a staunch conservative. Years before that, he campaigned for JFK. Thing is, the Republicans and the Democrats in that room agreed on the outcomes. Both of them wanted to be pro-life. Both of them wanted to cut taxes. Both of them wanted to protect your Second Amendment rights, Republicans and Democrats. They disagreed on the path to get there. That's now what we're seeing within the Republican Party. But if you've got these old men, greatest generation, that were able to get that done and put all of their emotions aside, and when it came time to talk about that, they tried to find that path. I'm going so far over this way to get to that end result that we agreed to. No, I'm going this way. Well, how can we bridge that? How can we somehow come closer together? It's not that damn hard, people. When you're negotiating with Republicans that are sitting there saying after 5.5 hours, we got the Freedom Caucus on board. They're ready to go. We finally knocked some heads together and said, okay, yeah, I don't like those people. I think they're going to lie to us, but I'm going to trust it. I'm finally going to trust that if we stop and we take their word, we can prioritize the people and start getting crap done. And when you have leadership saying, nah, screw off, I hate these people, it is a slap in the face to every Missourian. If you can't grow the hell up, if you can't do your job, and you want to keep bitching about stuff that's hurting we the people, sit down, go home. But don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back.
Stand and fight with Nick Schroer.
This is Rob with St. Louis Bath and Renovation, and we'd like to let you know you don't have to maintain the grout in your home anymore, the grout on the floor or in your shower or bath area. How would you like zero grout in your bathroom? At St. Louis Bath and Renovation, we focus on grout-free options for your bathroom. If you hate cleaning grout, St. Louis Bath and Renovation, 314-477-6476, 314-477-6476. Give us a call.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Schroer from Stand and Fight, and I'll tell you, as much driving as I do, there's a bunch of work that I've needed to do on my truck. From Jefferson City and beyond Senate District 2, I'm always in my car. And when I need to get body work done, when I need car repairs done, I go to Complete Auto Body and Repair. CompleteAB.com is where you're going to go. CompleteAB.com. If you have any issues with your car, 6 locations servicing the entire St. Louis and St. Charles County areas, the mission of Complete Auto Body and Repair is to get you going when your car says no way. So visit them at CompleteAB.com. Complete Auto Body and Repair is the place to be when your car is in need.
Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer.
Hey, this is Nick Schroer for River City Tree Service. I know a lot of storms came through the area, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and beyond. And here recently, our producer Phil had a bunch of limbs down, causing chaos, you know, possibly damaging some stuff he didn't want to get into. So we called River City Tree Service. They came right out. They're in the Baldwin area, but serving everywhere from St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and beyond. They are the ones to use. Visit them, rivercitytreeservice.com. Call them at 314-270-8071, 314-270-8071. If you have any tree servicing that you need done promptly, they will get out and make your life a lot easier. rivercitytreeservice.com, rivercitytreeservice.com.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Jeffrey Wilson from That Podcast Network, and you are listening to Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer.
SR1 Sundays.
On a school night.
Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer.
It's a pause. It's awkward.
Fight with Nick Schroeder.
Are we live? Are we ready to go?
I feel like we're ready to go.
Tell me the backstory of the song.
You know about Fugazi?
I don't know. I know what a Fugazi is.
You
I
know what a Fugazi is, right. Yeah. No, it's just a really cool band, man, that you should check out sometime. Pretty cool stuff.
Is this like the punk era?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
They were another band called Minor Threat. They were definitely punk back then, but they're really kind of known because they said screw the whole label concept and signing up and being they started their own label and really cool.
You know who that reminds me of?
Who?
Waylon Jennings.
Did he start his own label?
The whole outlaw movement was, we're sick and tired of Nashville.
That's right.
Willie kind of left it. He went to, they made Willie Nelson. Everybody knows Willie Nelson. Mm-hmm. They made him look like a choir boy in a suit, slick back hair. Like, he said, screw it, I'm not doing it. Same thing with Waylon. He comes out, his first couple albums that you look at, he looks like just that, 1950s, 1960s, pompadour.
Oh, that's right.
Nice I've seen style. A picture of him. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were shelving his songs. They were not letting him be himself. And he basically said, screw it. I'm not going to go down the path that everybody wants me to go down, that everybody says, no. If you're in Nashville, you've got to do this. Similar to, hey, if you're in the Missouri Senate, you have to do this. You can't go on the floor if there's a filibuster, or you're going to be labeled as somebody who's trying to, stir the pot. No, let's be ourselves. Let's be our own senators. And you're damn right I'm part of the Freedom Caucus, because they're the only ones as of right now that are fighting for the damn priorities that we haven't gotten done in 10, 20, 30 years. Whether it's Fugazi, whether it's Oliver Anthony, who's doing that now. I think Sturgill Simpson might be doing the same thing right now. Mm-hmm. Or Waylon Jennings. And I mentioned him on the floor on that very point, urging others. Because raw moment, we're getting there. So talking to some of these senators that came over from the House with me, they were frustrated. When we were in the House, we can hear you guzzling.
Good.
And it's a night. You've got your shock tops. I've got That's the Yingling over here. Phil's got
a little Trident and a cigarette.
and the
Did
truly.
You say fixident?
I smoke, and then I freshen my breath, and I smoke, and I freshen my breath.
Remember those Listerine strips?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Whatever happened to them?
Those were weird, man. I've totally forgot about those.
It will clear your sinuses. And.
Well, I used to see people doing it in high school. I didn't know if they're taking acid or freshening their breath.
Both.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I forgot about those.
Now you got to worry about fentanyl in your Listerine strips.
Everything.
And everything.
Everything.
And your donuts. So I'm having discussions as the filibuster is going on, trying to discuss with other members that have been frustrated by the status quo, that have said, we're going to come over here and get rid of all of these emotions that are ruining the actual progress, not the progressive party progress, actually getting crap done. And I'm talking about tax cuts and all of the red meat that we've been mentioning in round 1, 2, and 3. When we have these discussions outside of the microphones and in the Senate, there's all these different corridors. There's these side galleries. There's these back rooms where if you have to take a phone call, if you have to work on something, print something out. And I'm having these good discussions with these senators. And I said, okay, we have people filibustering. No one's working. We have a gridlock. Do we all agree we need to do tax cuts, getting initiative petition reform? We need all this education reform has to come to the floor next week. Yes. Would you come out on the floor with me and discuss how to fix this crap? Yeah, absolutely. So we go to the floor, check the video, because you'll know who I'm talking about in these instances. Go to the floor with people that I thought were solid, strong-spined, big cojones. They're going to do what's right for them and their people. We go to the floor and we start having that conversation. We start unveiling what the trouble is. We start finger-pointing at everybody. And guess what happens? Their phone starts lighting up. One person in particular is right next to me, right across the aisle from me, and you can see who's texting them. You can see that leadership is texting them, telling them, no, you're going to be associated with filibustering, you're going to be associated with Nick, and you're going to be associated with them, the Freedom Caucus.
So bad.
So wait a second. So you're anti-freedom now.
Right.
Leadership is anti-freedom, saying that you can't go out on the floor, speak for yourself, speak for your people, and actually try to get crap done. Pick a side. So That person leaves. They get scared, tuck tail, and leave. Call up the next one. Start talking, having a great conversation. Two different sides of the state, and this person starts getting the phone lighting up. And frantically, they check out too. At least with a little bit of sense of humor saying, yeah, nature's calling. He's got to go. But how, that just pisses me off that we have elected officials from D.C. to Jeff City to anywhere in between in every state around this damn nation that we've got stuck in some sort of weird, sluggish creek mode where if you don't go the right way down this current, it's unacceptable. There's not a damn thing that I've done in my life. There are letters that I write that are not the right way you're supposed to write them. I think it's like my E's or something. How they teach you in school. And the teachers used to, you know, back in preschool and kindergarten, you have to write it this way. I don't. It the end result is correct, is it not? I don't care. I drive with both of my feet.
Really?
Yes. My grandpa taught me that.
Whoa.
Both of my feet.
I did that. Well, I had
God's honest truth.
Well, I had stick shifts. So I'd always.
I bet you did.
That's right.
You drive a.
I grind.
You drive a car. You use your left foot for the brake.
Really?
Dead serious. I can drive it with one foot.
Right.
Right. Ew.
And I think I injured my ankle in high school or something. Had to do that. It felt weird. But look, I don't do things as everybody tells me to do.
Clearly,
yeah, well, you don't have to. But you get the desired result. I mean.
Well, look at politics, for example. Everybody says, oh, no, if you want to run for politics, you got to go as dog catcher first, and then you got to go to school board or city council or county council. You just work your way all the way up. Stop doing crap just because people say this is how we've done it for so many years. Because where's it gotten us? Leonard Skinner singing about the same damn songs that Oliver Anthony is today.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you something. What is initiative petition reform going to get done or not? Because that's one that's going to bother me when this is said and done, if it doesn't get done, because this is something you guys were talking about a long time ago. It was coming. You're going to get it in there. I don't understand what happened to your pre-filing. Yeah. What happened to your pre-filing? I don't know. I know a couple other representatives are talking about the stuff that they got through in the House.
Mm-hmm.
And you were trying to explain to us how the order of operations is on the
final. It's a little bit different.
It's a little different in the Senate. And you've already you got a couple through that are being looked at.
They're in committee right now, getting voted out.
Here's my question. I know some of the things you guys are talking about, initiative petition, blah, blah, blah. What are the things that, and you might not know this, what are the things that the Democrats are, what are their issues right now? What are their, we know they have issues, but I mean, what are their, what's leading the charge for them right now? What's their big thing that they want?
Well, we haven't gotten to that point.
So you don't, we know what he knows.
We haven't got, I mean, you can look at that one bill, the Love Me State or whatever they're wanting to change.
Okay, is it stuff like that? Like, yeah,
there's a bunch of whacked out stuff. And I will say there's probably, when you dig into it, there are some common sense folk that, yeah, they're going to push the party line and do whatever the party wants to do. But there are some things, and let me just say the criminal justice realm. If you've got non-violent offenses and the old statutes from 50 years ago say, hey, if you had two joints in your pocket, you can never vote again. You can never own a gun again. Well, our state needs to address the fact that the people have said, yeah, we need to change that. Some of that stuff, Republicans and Democrats, we can find a way. Tax reform, personal property tax, I can tell you this, from Kansas City to St. Louis and the egregious overstepping that the local governments have done there, you've got Democrat support for it.
Okay, can you name a Republican who's not in favor of it in the legislature?
Do it.
Well, they'll all say,
just do it.
They'll all say, I'm in favor of getting rid of it, but how are we going to make up that revenue?
Who cares? Get rid of it.
Well, Bill explained that. That's the first thing he said. He was talking to Rob Carter, which was, you know, that it doesn't, they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Why anybody's tying it directly to that, the fact that, oh my gosh, if we get rid of personal property tax, the children are going to starve, or the schools are going to close, or the roads are going to suck.
Grandma will die. If you ask me, and I think we did talk about this, at least I have on Newstalk STL, in a lot of other interviews, I've said it too, that you've got individuals in the House and the Senate that are leading the charge. Kayla Browden's running for statewide. Dean Plocker is running statewide. Holly Rader, who's a senator, is running statewide. Bill Eigel's running for governor. You've got all of these people that are running. Jay Ashcroft, Mike Kehoe. You've got all of these people that are running for something. Denny Hoskins, Andrew Koenig.
Koenig, yeah.
all of these people want to show on their resume, at least recently, because the people do forget. The people have forgotten already about the COVID restrictions. We've tried to pass. We've tried to bring that to a halt and say we're not going to allow people to get an injection force in their body. But even voters and even people in Jeff City have forgotten. So when you bring it up, they're like, "Oh, that's really not an issue anymore." Yeah, wait until it happens again. Yeah.
Wow, that's
serious.
Man.
So at the beginning of the year, I said, at the beginning of the session, yeah, basically the beginning of this year, with all of these people running statewide, they want to get something. They want to put something on their resume, especially the leaders that haven't done a damn thing in recent years. So let's get some of this stuff. Let's get some of the red meat. Let's get the police issue tied up. Let's get initiative petition done. There's a number of things that I was hopeful for at the beginning of the year, but seeing this circus that just happened this past week, where we get the Freedom Caucus to say, hey, here's a path that we'll agree to your terms. We'll agree to those terms that you just put out. We're prioritizing the people. We're coming back together as a group. And the other side says, screw off. Well, wait a second. I thought these were your terms. Yeah, they were. Not anymore. What does that do? If you reach out for peace and you slap me in the face, I'm going to put on a pair of brass knuckles and punch you in the face. I mean that's just the normal human behavior. If I reach out to say, all right, let bygones be bygones, and you say, nah, not anymore, screw off, continue with the name calling, start putting stuff on social media. And again, for the record, it goes all around. And I've told people on both sides, if you want to accomplish these things, stop with the petulant BS. Be truthful. Mm-hmm. Pull back the veil and show exactly the crap that's happening. And when we're trying to meet in the middle or find a way, and these are Republicans, it's not meeting in the middle with the Democrats, but meeting in the middle with these Republicans who get past ourselves, get past our egos, and actually do the job the people elected us to do. And they're partying. One Democrat in particular, the minority leader in the Senate, was heard by several senators and staffers coming onto the floor the other day when the infighting and the name calling was going. And they said, I love this. You know what?
Wow.
Bad word that starts with an S.
Uh-huh.
And it's not Susan. You want your names called out? We'll start doing that.
Yes.
You want me to pull back the damn veil and put boots to asses? We'll start doing that. Or do your damn job. We'll be back for the last round.
Stand and fight with Nick Schwartz.
Hey everyone, this is Nick Schroer from Stand and Fight, and I'll tell you, as much driving as I do, there's a bunch of work that I've needed to do on my truck. From Jefferson City and beyond Senate District 2, I'm always in my car. And when I need to get body work done, when I need car repairs done, I go to Complete Auto Body and Repair. CompleteAB.com is where you're going to go. CompleteAB.com. If you have any issues with your car, 6 locations servicing the entire St. Louis and St. Charles County areas. The mission of Complete Auto Body and Repair is to get you going when your car says no way. So visit them at CompleteAB.com. Complete Auto Body and Repair is the place to be when your car is in need.
Hey everybody, it's Rob Carter. Are you ready to take that boring bathroom and transform it into something special? Something just a little more luxurious? Let me tell you about St. Louis Bath and Renovation. Respected and trusted throughout the St. Louis community for detailed craftsmanship and impeccable service. For the best grout-free and maintenance-free bathroom renovations available, stop waiting and call St. Louis Bath and Renovation. Tailored to fit your style. 314-477-6400. 76 or go to stlbr.com.
Stand and fight with Nick Schroer.
Hey, this is Nick Schroer for River City Tree Service. I know a lot of storms came through the area, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and beyond. And here recently, our producer Phil had a bunch of limbs down, causing chaos, you know, possibly damaging some stuff he didn't want to get into. So we called River City Tree Service. They came right out. They're in the Baldwin area, but serving everywhere from St. Louis County, St. Charles County, and beyond. They are the ones to use. Visit them, rivercitytreeservice.com. Call them at 314-270-8071, 314-270-8071. If you have any tree servicing that you need done promptly, they will get out and make your life a lot easier. rivercitytreeservice.com, rivercitytreeservice.com.
Stand and Fight with Nick Schroer.
I'm for law and order the way that it should be. The song's about the night they spent protecting you from me. Someone called us outlaws in some old magazine. New York sent a posse down like I ain't never seen.
Woo! Welcome back, Stand and Fight. Last round tonight, and I think it's been a pretty damn good round. Pretty damn good show.
It has.
I mean, this is the show that I think we all wanted to happen.
That's right.
But we didn't know how we were going to get there. Nick Schroer, Phil Valencia, Eric Michael, SR1 Sundays, News Talk STL, 101.9, 94.1. That's like, I don't know, Vivance or something. Woo. Kicking in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stop sex!
I'll tell you what, Waylon Jennings can be the inspiration for the political movement, the political change that we all need. He's for law and order the way that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for statesmanship the way that it should be. I'm for getting things done in politics the way that it should be. Let's debate. Let's take it to the streets. Let's take it to the floor. I'm tired of the garbage that politics has devolved into. And if you want to sit here and demean a Freedom Caucus, ask yourselves, why aren't we demeaning the Urban Caucus, the Rural Caucus, the Suburban Caucus, the Black Caucus? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you going after the Democrats that want to legalize partial birth abortion, that want to legalize up to the point of birth abortion, that want to legalize taxpayer-funded abortion? Why aren't you going after those people?
No, because they play nice.
No, they're murdering people. They're going against everything that our founders have said, that every single human being, black, white, man, woman, born and unborn, beginning of life, end of life, is entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But you, because you have your panties in a bunch so much, and this goes for everybody, DC, Jeff City, anyone who's going to prioritize their own emotions, their own BS, if you can't get over yourself and actually do the job for the people, get the hell out of politics. And expect this. Expect this. There's going to be a lot more of this happening. Because guess what? I could make more money getting out of politics. I can make more babies getting out of politics. I'm Catholic. Somebody asked me the other day, they go, What do you mean by that? When you can make more babies? Like, mm-hmm. Well, that's
exactly what it sounds like.
Well, because I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
Like, well,
Irish.
I came from an Irish German Catholic fucking family. But I mean, I remember going to school with kids that had like 12 kids in their family.
Yep.
Like the same church they went to since the late 1800s. Hey, 12 kids in the family. Well, what? I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic. You say it. You admit
I'm Catholic,
it.
But there's a lot of
do
schmucks.
Other people talk about what they are and then they're denominations?
Yeah, I'd say Christian. Christian. I mean, they're Lutheran. There are Baptists. There's several Baptists that I know of. I mean, we don't necessarily discuss what denomination within Christianity they
sure,
are.
Sure. Other any than Jewish that, members?
Yeah, there are. Mm-hmm. Adam Schwadron, a good friend of mine who is actually running for Secretary of State. We need to have him on.
That's cool.
He's very, very profoundly. It's weird because he's profoundly Jewish, stands up. I think he passed a bill dealing with the Holocaust education and ensuring that that's not going to be tainted, because you do have Holocaust deniers. You have individuals that have said it's never happened. And he wants to ensure that that's an untainted history that our schools are providing for our kids. But his wife, I believe, and well, he'll probably call in right now if I shouldn't be saying this, but his wife is Catholic. Mm-hmm. So he goes to temple. He's gone to Catholic churches, and he's seen all sides of it. But he is one who's adamantly pro-life as well.
What about atheists? You ever hear that word?
I haven't gone into detail with the Democrats, but there are several when we talk about, you know, we are, our rights are granted by God. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are inalienable rights. And you'll have arguments from the other side discussing, well, but if there is no God?
Okay, yeah.
Just like, wondering. Well, mm-hmm. You probably got into that wacky tobacky.
Mm-hmm.
because there are many things that, again, I've never been, again, I come up in a Catholic family. I am a true believer. But over these past years in politics, the more I'm entrenched in politics, the closer I get to my belief in God, the closer I get to believing that there is a higher power, that we are placed here for a reason. And maybe this is our reason right now to put us in the right direction. Because like Ronald Reagan has said, we are that generation right now. When he was phrasing everything about, you know, one generation away from losing this republic, losing our freedom, what do you think? When you look around, you think that we're going in the right direction? I mean, let me play something for you here. Our nation has previously welcomed immigrants in a legal fashion. My family, on both sides, comes from legal immigrants. And as of right now, we were discussing off air, you know, kids that are getting involved in drugs today is entirely different than kids getting involved in drugs in the 70s and the 80s and even the 90s and 2000s. Because when you have kids saying, all I did was smoke a joint and now you've OD'd on fentanyl, I could never imagine that stuff. But because of that, because there are people standing up for common sense saying we should have a legal immigration system, not these military age men that are flooding into our nation, drugs coming into our nation, explosives coming into our nation. We've got Democrats that want to remove the Statue of Liberty because Republicans are trying to stand up to stop the flood that is happening in our nation. Clip number 552.
Don't welcome immigrants if you plan to reject them. If you keep pushing your bigoted HR 2 bill, then also pass this bill. I've taken the liberty of drafting it for you. It removes the Statue of Liberty, our largest symbol that tells people to come here. This is who you are, removing the fabric of America. Don't welcome.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, sit down.
I have taken the liberty. I have taken the liberty. You drafted some garbage bill, garbage amendment. I've taken the liberty. Let me look what this guy's name is. His name is Maxwell Frost. I've taken the liberty to award you this week, drum roll please, with the dumbass of the week. Studio audience has been silent darn near the whole night. But let's see if they're going to like this one. We've got a common sense champion, the first one that we've had in 2024. He brought home a victory in the college football playoff, and he's bringing home a victory for the big man upstairs, Jim Harbaugh.
Spiritually, as you read scriptures, it's clear that God values life.
That's
and
right.
Sees life as it's still in the womb, and all life is sacred. From the womb to the tomb, and each human truly has a future filled with potential, talents, dreams, love, and I have living proof right in my own family, my
yes.
children, and the many thousands that I've coached, that the unborn become amazing gifts from God who make the world a much better place. Either all have human rights, which include by definition, and I quote, the right to life and liberty, freedom from slavery and torture, freedom of opinion and expression, the right to work and education, and many more. Everyone is entitled to these rights without discrimination, end quote. And I think there is a fundamental reason why the right to life is the first one that's listed. Without that right, there are no other rights. And to say that the unborn don't have human rights is to say that some have human rights and some don't. I have hope in America and people, the American people, to identify the correct problem and solve it, and ultimately to develop the right policies and laws and support all lives that are involved.
Well, wait a second. I don't know if he's been listening to either the show or back in 2019 when I was talking on the floor that the Democrats in the state of Missouri, I've said this about 150 times, the Democrats in the state of Missouri, the Democrats, when they had a supermajority Republican Party in the 1980s, what were they passing?
Oh, they were passing anti-abortion legislation, right?
Life begins at conception. Stopping partial birth abortion. Those are the big ticket items for the Democrat Party. Life begins at conception. They put into our statutes in the state of Missouri. The Democrats did. But just as Jim Harbaugh just mentioned, and I didn't hear the studio audience giving him an applause.
Oh, yeah, they did, though.
Common sense, yes. Champ of the week! 2024! The first one. Thank you. Thank you. But when do human rights, when do those rights attach? That's something that I asked on the floor in 2019 when Democrats stood up and fought. I said, well, if you don't agree with your colleagues, the Democrats from the 1980s, why haven't you tried to get rid of that in our statutes? Why haven't you tried to clarify when human rights attach? Because if you're talking about the guy who's getting out of prison or who is in prison and who needs heat, who needs whatever it may be, you're talking about human rights for them. That's afterborn. Or what about the people on their deathbeds and the rights that they have? What about the people that are in a coma, the human rights that they have? You have end-of-life rights. You have during-life rights, like afterborn. But what about beginning of life? And why can't we have a conversation in that? Well, we can't because Republicans have their heads up the rear. And as of right now, because we've had our head up our rear for so long in this state, with a lack of leadership in this state, we have now kept the doors wide open to billionaires that have come in. They've used Arnold, to try and get Clean Missouri passed. They used the chick from Hunger Games, whatever the hell her name is.
You're right. Actually, I know what you're
Jennifer
talking about.
Lawrence? Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah, that's right. was used, paid money mm-hmm. by these out-of-state billionaires to change our Constitution.
Does she live in Missouri?
She doesn't.
Then why?
The donors don't.
Yeah.
Because our laws. Because our laws. Well, they're using people like they're trying to use Taylor Swift right now.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift, look at all of the choices she's made in men. And now she's endorsing Biden.
She's got how many songs about her poor taste in men and what we're supposed to listen to her presidential pick?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
With that being said, it's like, look, guys, these are the things that matter. Without life, what else can we have? Without life, how much does an education choice bill matter? Because if we're aborting all of our future, if we're aborting the rest of humanity, then none of the other crap that we're doing matters.
Right.
But we can't even get to those conversations because our heads are up our rear. We can't get to the conversations of how do we stop these out-of-state billionaires from changing and transforming our state constitution. We have states' rights. Look at the 10th Amendment. We need to start fighting to get those rights back as our founders intended. But now we're drowned out by all of these left-wing regressives that are talking about, we can't change our state constitution. We can't protect our state constitution. You're taking away the people's voice. Whose voice? We've been lied to about Clean Missouri just years ago. I said on the Senate floor how important it is to transform and even pass some statutory measures to ensure that our people are given the truth about what's being put on our ballot to change our constitution.
Yeah, not just some clever name that packages it into something, you know, that sounds like you're doing one thing, but you're actually signing a petition to do something that you wouldn't want done.
Well, that's actually happened. I spoke on the floor with Senator Igel because he was one of the ones that didn't tuck tail and run. He didn't have leadership telling him to run. And if he did, he stood his ground. Agree with him or not, he actually thinks for himself. And that's what the Freedom Caucus is all about. There have been many votes this year already that have shown that the Freedom Caucus votes as they please. But on the core issues, on the core constitutional issues, we are voting like we should as Republicans. Read the damn party platform. If you don't agree with the party platform, then get the hell out. Fight to change it. Debate it on the floor. Don't sit there and party in your damn office and then gripe on social media that we're obstructionists. I'm for law and order the way that it should be. I'm for politics the way that it should be. It's eroded. It's devolved into garbage. It's time to take the trash out. 2024, I ain't putting up with it anymore, and neither should you. Keep up with us. It's going to be a hell of a year. We need fighters. Keep standing. Keep fighting. Eric, I'll see you next week. God bless y'all.
Stand and fight with Nick Schroeder. What started out to be a joke the Lord don't understand? Was it singing through my nose that got me busted by the man?
This is SR1.